share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The COVID-19 pandemic and lockdowns have unfortunately led to worrying numbers of domestic violence cases. It is reportedly due to the economic pressures stemming from financial problems, as well as the fact that families and partners are stuck together at home, often with nowhere else to run to. In view of the rising incidence of domestic violence, the Federal Territory's Islamic Religious Department, JAWI, has commenced an initiative to turn mosques into transit centers for victims of domestic violence. The collaboration with the Department of Women's Development, under the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development, to implement the initiative kicked off in May this year. This is all part of JAWI's 5-year plan to make mosques more relevant in communities, with the centers serving as a safe refuge for men and women and even for non-Muslims. Bernama reports that victims of physical or mental abuse will be given lodging, clothing, and food for a minimum of 3 days. JAWI Director Datuk Mohd Ajib Ismail said that to kickstart the program, two mosques will offer this facility immediately, namely the Federal Territory Mosque in Kuala Lumpur and Al Ghufran Mosque in Taman Pinggir Tun Dr. Ismail, while a further 12 mosques will be added soon. The mosque concerned will provide protection to the victim on condition that a police report related to the domestic violence case has been lodged and, if needed, an emergency protection order has been issued by JKM, Department of Social Welfare. Elaborating on the initiative, he said that the victim would be given spiritual guidance by mosque officials and counseling by JKM to help them to make rational decisions and consider the next course of action. Initiative due to worrying increase in domestic abuse victims. According to Bernama, Department of Women's Development Director General Dr. Zarina Abdul Hamid said that domestic abuse cases have risen sharply during the Movement Control Order, MCO, periods. In 2020, police recorded 5,260 of such cases compared with 3,263. In 2019, the first 6 months of 2021 saw a staggering 3,970 cases of domestic violence reported. Zarina said the rise in such cases corresponds with the number of calls received by the Ministry of Women, Children and Community Development via its Talian CASA 15,999 hotline. Between January and June 2020, Talian CASA received 1,436 calls and during the same period this year, 1,621 calls were received. She also explained that the department is planning to expand the transit center program nationwide. JPW is also planning to expand collaboration with other religious facilities and non-governmental organizations to provide safe places that can be easily accessed by the community, she said. Through this project, we hope more victims of domestic violence will pluck up the courage to leave the place that is endangering their life and causing them hurt. Let's show our support for such initiatives. Hopefully, more and more facilities and institutions can be utilized for such purposes in the near future. If you're a victim of domestic abuse, please call Talian CASA hotline at 15,999. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, 906 domestic violence cases reported in 2021 so far, mostly due to economic pressures. Source: The Statesman Source. The Sun Daily. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.